What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hello, this is Chi.
And Minnie Del Macho.
I'm too sober.
That's a lie.
For now.
For now.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's take a shot, lasts. Emilio.
Wow, somebody didn't
Let's
sound
start
bitter.
Things out strong. Cheers. Ooh, sorry,
oh,
Minnie.
Boy. I'm dripping all over. Wow,
I won't lick it off your hand. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't want to either.
All right. It's going to be one of those shows. Whiskey.
Yeah. So, shoot a shout out to Francisco Nuber and Travis. Thanks for the support via Patreon. Some tips we got and some merch buying. If you want to buy some merch? Not unlike ours that we're not wearing.
Boom.
On the down low.
Superman. That if you guys could see this, and you can see it on twitch.tv/digital_logic. Minnie just unzipped his shirt and showed off our merch.
Unzipped my Superman jacket.
Everything you could possibly want to do with us is all through our website,
nice.
dlgaming.net, and that's enough for the commercials. Oh, one more thing. We have a little thing going on. We're trying to get to 100 iTunes reviews. We're at 98.
98, yes.
Yeah, and so once we get to 100, we're going to give away $100 of Steam credit. Don't know if that's going to be cut up into 20s or 50s or maybe a 100. I don't know. You tell us. All right, guys. What's the shady chick?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I was telling you guys yesterday about the listener that came in.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, she's just jumping around the channels. She has to speak with her. But what I didn't tell you guys is she thought, she had this idea that we kind of rehearse because she thinks we have such good chemistry. And that is just like so far from the truth. We don't even talk to each other unless we're doing the podcast.
Yeah. It's pretty. I mean, we went to LA yesterday, but it's very rare. I tried to get Monday meetings going so that we could like have something.
Yeah.
But like, who was it that sat in? And we're like, hey, so what'd you think of everything? Who was it? Who's the last guy that came on? He's in the military.
Emu?
Yeah, Emu Killer.
Yeah.
We're like, so what'd you think of the whole thing? And he's like, I was surprised how little goes into this thing. But a whole lot of heart goes in. It's not that we don't try. We just hardly try.
Naturally good at it.
Mm-hmm. It's naturals.
We're actually talking about... So we went to LA yesterday, but so we're talking to Minnie. We're talking about the show, like the whole way up and while we're walking around and stuff. And we're... Bobby and I, the old, like, grumpy, like, veterans are like, all right, whippersnapper. Like, I know you got a lot of ideas, but you got to get calmed down. But then
yeah,
at the same time,
new guys are overzealous,
yeah,
right?
But it's great. Like, we need the energy.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bright-eyed Minnie over here.
Exactly.
That won't last long.
Just wait till these listeners beat the shit out of you. Like, it'll happen.
Let's talk about some games. So some games that have come to my attention. There was one I just added to the list here, Into the Breach. So this is one I've seen a lot of people streaming and talking about, but I feel like I've heard the name before, but I'm not familiar with it.
I totally covered it the week after last week.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about it a lot.
Well, do you see what we're talking about, Shady Chick? Like, I know it doesn't seem like something that crazy could happen, but it literally just happened.
There's a very large volume of games that we talk about, though. You can't remember everything.
Yep. It's the one, the FTL, remember? Everything about this game says FTL.
Okay, yeah.
From the makers of FTL, comma.
I don't know. I must have just missed the name when we were talking about, because I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Another one that I added to the list a long time ago, and I can't remember why, is Kona. And I'm going to look that up right now on Steam and see what the hell was it about
Meanwhile,
this game.
Can somebody else talk about Rune or Mutant? Or is that all Bobby?
No, yeah. Actually, so if you want to talk about Mutant Zero, Road to Eden, I was talking about that game last week that was being teased, and we saw that the characters at the bar, and there's like a countdown. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So this is the game. It seems like a XCOM-style adventure game, and it's like all these different mutants, like a duck, a pig, I think two humans, two weird-looking humans.
That's a warthog, dude. Don't ever.
Okay.
Don't ever.
I'm sorry. It has tusks. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just it seems pretty cool. We don't really know anything about it because it was just announced within the last week, but it looks really cool.
Says RPG, turn-based strategy, adventure.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Graphics look great.
Yeah, the in-game graphics look like much like XCOM 2, like just really good, really well done art.
Hmm. Usually the turn-based strategy games are like really serious. It'd be a nice, refreshing, goofy take on it, you know?
Except for they had a Mario one that was all Mario and Rabbids.
Like Mario Tactics?
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing about that.
Yeah, but with this game too, these are obviously main characters. They have names, they have stories. So unlike XCOM, you don't have to worry about your teammates dying off and you're just replenishing them. So that will be fun and interesting because I know a lot of people get attached to certain players that they lose.
It seems to be happening more and more where games are coming out. It's like, well, if they die, they die. And you got to replace them. It's like, no, man, I want to name them after me and my neighbors and that one friend I had and try to get this thing done.
Yeah, I was always sad when I named them after friends and then they died. Like, oh, man.
In Final Fantasy, did you guys ever rename everything?
I used original names or all the standard names.
I used original names for Final Fantasy, but most of other games, I changed them.
I think on some playthroughs, I actually went through the effort of naming everybody, naming each character after someone in my life. And I put a lot of effort into it because I tried to figure out, like, who would this be in my world, you know? And that was a cool part of it. But this was like one run through of Final Fantasy III back in the 90s.
You did play a Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I brought this up before. Final Fantasy III is the only one I played.
That's like the best one, too.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. One of the only RPGs. Well,
I already mentioned this, but when I was playing Coming Out on Top, that gay sim, I named myself Sexy Beast.
Nice.
And like, it fucks up the story completely a lot because like somebody's like blowing me off. Not blowing me, blowing me off.
Right.
But he's like, not right now, sexy. I was like, what? What is he? Wait, is he into me? Is he not into me?
Some mixed messages. Call me sexy?
Oh, that's my name. Shit. And then Mr. Beast sounds like turn on too. Anyway, I'm all confused. No wonder I haven't got any dick in that game.
Okay, so I pulled up Kona here, and I'm just going to read this off. It's something about the way it looked and also the description of it, although the reviews are mixed. Northern Canada, 1970, a strange blizzard ravages a Tampa Peck. So it's a adventure, survival, detective, first person is what it's classified as. But 70s, Northern Canada, I don't know, sounds like a good time.
Seems a lot like that game you were talking about last week, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Long Dark, which I didn't get a chance to play this week, but that's still on my agenda.
What is up with you, bro? You okay, man? It's like, you know when kids, like, always, if they draw a hole in every tree, that means, like, they're depressed or whatever? You're playing all, like, snowy, like, fucking in the woods.
Survivor.
Yeah. It's me against the world. You okay? We got to talk after the
podcast. Maybe I want to go outdoors and live in a cabin and just, you know, go off the grid for a while. I don't know. It just looked interesting. But, yeah, the whole survival thing is, I don't really enjoy those games too much anymore. But I like The Long Dark, how they make it more episodic. And, I don't know, this one, 1970s Northern Canada, like, I feel like there could be a story there.
That has a cool look to it.
I think it's really neat that it's got detective elements to it. Mm-hmm. So it's another twist on survival games.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement that open-ended survival is just not cool. It's nice to have some direction.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, gee, how you were saying, like, what if you find them out of sequence? That's the fucked up part. So that, like, what are you? I don't know. Figure it out, developers. We just talk shit about your games, not make them.
Nope. So Rune Ragnarok, what's that?
Oh, that's a, there's really not a lot of information on this one either, but, this is like a, hack and slash in the vein of, Celtic or Viking era. It's, the gameplay looks really cool. It's like a dragon fighting and other Vikings.
Is this third person?
Third person hack and slash.
MMO? It
looks great.
Or a single player?
MMO. And I don't know if it's multiplayer or single player. Again, not much has been released on it. But the video on the game looks really cool. Like, the combat looks really fun.
Hmm.
Cool.
Let's
fill space while we're waiting
for the video. How would you compare what you've seen on and what games exist out there?
Kind of like what was that? For Honor.
For Honor, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, with dragons.
Yeah, For Honor with dragons. Like, if you played the For Honor single player, it seems a lot like that, but the combat doesn't seem as technical.
In-depth, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm such a sucker. Remember, I played For Honor, and I was like, all right, I'm going to bring single-handedly break this game out of fucking the grave. Paid $36, haven't played it 1 second since.
That game is actually really good.
It's beautiful, and it's a great game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was having fun on single player, personally.
Yeah. People are still playing. I was actually looking at it today. People are still playing For Honor.
Some badass fucking ninja assassins that just chop your head off as soon as you see them. Hey guys, a newbie.
Are they ninjas or are they Xenas?
Yeah, Xenas.
Xena warrior princesses.
That's how they make it feel worse. They just kill you with beautiful women.
Yeah, For Honor just turned 1 year old, I think, like last week.
Hey, maybe it'll be another Rainbow Six, but I doubt
it. Yeah, unlikely.
So after the episode last week, you guys were playing... Tricky Towers.
For a little bit.
It's kind of like weird. Opposite Tetris.
It's reverse Tetris. You want to use the pieces to get higher, not to get to stay away from getting higher. Like you're trying to stack them, but what's really tricky is that. We also talked about that on the way up to LA, how we can't get a segue off clean. We gotta be like pat ourselves in the back halfway through it. But so it's not every piece you put down isn't on the same linear path as all the other ones, like Tetris would be, where like they're meant to fit together. These are off a little bit, so you can't really stack them perfectly. I think it's probably impossible, right?
It might be impossible.
Yeah. You can start off real nice, but it's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, fucking, how the fuck? I liked it. I thought it was fun. It's a one-trick pony, though. We tried the different modes, and really the only mode worth playing, I think, is its regular mode where you're trying to get up to the line. See how you're racing up to the line?
Yeah, so it's a race game, and you got to kind of diversify if you want to build like a really good base, but you're not going to get as high as fast.
Right.
So you got to try to get a good base, a decent base, and still try to build straight up.
And meanwhile,
what if you just held down the down button?
It's going to fall over. It's going to keep falling over.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a reverse Tetris with a little bit of Jenga in there.
Yeah. Exactly. And not just that, but you're also a la Street Fighter puzzle. You're shooting stuff at your opponents.
Yeah.
So like if you get a good combo off, a lightning bolt might come down and fuck their shit up.
So it's Tetris meets Worms meets Jenga.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's good. I forgot what I paid for this, maybe $4. It was on sale for sure. I didn't pay
$14.99. Lowest historical price was $5.09 on
Steam. That might have been what I paid for it.
Also, by the way,
I think it's worth $5.
For less than $5 games, this is something I want to bring up for On the Radar. I know I'm a little late, but I saw on my recommended games a comedy night game for less than $4.99 where you go in.
That's been on my wish list.
It's almost like VR chat, but you go in and you perform stand-up comedy, then you could be in the audience and you could praise or boo people off. And it's basically improv night for less than $5 and on Steam, because who actually has the balls to sign up for a real improv night?
Yeah, and go up on the stage.
I did. I just didn't
Emilio
get selected.
Raises his hand. He's think that's right down your alley.
I didn't want them to pull me, dude. I was so scared. I was like, please don't pull my name.
Palm sweaty, mom spaghetti.
Yeah. Well,
do you actually, because that game has been on my wish list for quite some time now, and I've almost pulled the trigger on it several times, but do you actually perform stand-up comedy, or do they give you a list of things and some sort of like puzzle simulation type game?
I am not sure. I don't think there is any real puzzle element to it. I think it's simply a social type of game.
Yeah,
they probably give you something.
I don't.
Maybe so. I don't know.
I think it's just your avatar goes up on a stage and that's it. You take it from there. Yeah.
Welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast, where we have more questions than answers. Hey guys, but there's this game called Counter Night. Can you guys find out about it and let us know? Thank you.
It's got great reviews. It's only $4.99.
Look at this DLC though, $4.99
for a guitar.
$2.99 you can get the panda mask. $5 you get the guitar.
It's everybody knows that panda mask makes you 30% funnier, dude.
So
yeah, that might help.
Full panda suit, $6. Is that 60% funnier?
Yeah. So I told that dick joke and it fell through, but I put the panda hat on. It just brought down the house.
Okay.
And then from our Twitch chat, Rhythm Max says every time that game is streamed, it ends up with people yelling other racist, racist remarks, and instead of actually performing a comedy skit.
And this is why we can't have nice things.
That's how you get randoms in front of a mic, man.
Even this game is pay to win because you can win over the audience with, like, I don't know, how much do you have to pay for an arrow through the head? I was going to say blackface, but then I was going to think that, oh, okay, then I said it. All right, move on.
It's okay, you'll get away with it.
Almost made it.
Your name isn't she, you'll get away with it.
All right, so we had a official deal gaming night.
Yeah, game it was night. Fun. Yeah.
A little while ago,
on the 26th. What do you want to say, Minnie, to that? We have a motto from that night.
Yeah, fuck Sanely.
Everybody was saying that.
Sanely? Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fuck that guy.
Inside jokes are great.
He's a grandmaster, basically, at Overwatch. That was the game night. Yeah. And he was just destroying everybody.
Minnie, give me an idea of what that means. So you had
that's
like
above body, Bobby and Hots.
All right. So how many stars did you... Yeah, that's saying a lot. Yeah. How many stars do you have?
Well, the stars are just basically time in-game.
Okay.
I think Sanely and I have about similar amount of time in-game.
No, he was a different color.
Oh, if he had a silver border, then... Oh, yeah, you're right. So yeah. He had 6 stars.
Which means what? Like 600 just time hours in-game. Or something?
It's, well, you level up to 100, right? And each time you get to 100, you get a star.
Right.
And then you start over again, and you start earning loot boxes. Yeah. So he's like level, what, 600-something?
600, 700, something like that, yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Anyway, so, he's really good.
Yeah, so the night started out, we were playing Overwatch, which I haven't played in forever. We eventually got so many people that we had to start doing custom games. And someone from the Diplo community joined us, Doomslice, and he was suggesting things like, I guess on the forums or Reddit, people are finding out these weird little custom modes that are a lot of fun. One was McCree. Everybody's McCree. Instant respawn. One shot. One kill. So you're basically running around in a, you know,
infinite roll.
Zero cooldown.
Like 007 golden gun rounds.
Yeah, it felt very old school shooter.
Yes,
we had a lot of fun with that. Then the next one was everybody gets Dragonblade Genji. One hit, one kill, and you have Swift Strike. So everyone's just trying to get these kill streaks running across the map, and that really felt like old school shooters because. In old school deathmatch shooters, it was all about getting on top. Like, you got a kill, you picked up a good weapon. I know in Jedi Knight, there was always a really good weapon, but it was in a very compromised spot. So it was very risky to get. But if you got it, then you were really powerful. And then you had the good weapon. You're running around just killing everybody. But if someone takes you down, then they get that good weapon. Now they're on top, and they have a good run after that. That's kind of what it felt like to me.
It was fun. And then you can do that with a super modern game without any of that old bullshit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was fun for the time, but like now you're playing a super modern game. I'm out of booze, gee, I think.
Oh no.
Well, DLG Gaming Night was a lot of fun. If you guys are interested in joining in, we had a really good turnout. We had at least 10 people, so it was perfect. 5v5, 6v6. We even switched over to another game, Bomb Tag, and that was a lot of fun. So Bomb Tag, we talked about it last stream. It's a free to play, very classic Bomberman type of game. And with this, you don't have to pay anything, but there's lots of customization options, and that's where they try to get your money. My mistake too, I put in my email when I signed up for this game. I didn't put a fake one in, and I've been getting false login attempts on that particular email.
Do you think
so? I wonder if they sold my information to China. Because Google has been telling me that somebody from Indonesia has been trying to get into my account.
Yeah.
So be forewarned when you sign up for this game because it is free to play.
But that said, Bobby was like, ugh, this game. And by the end of it, kind of won you over a little bit, right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was very short-lived. It's a very simple game. There's not too much to it. There's a lot of cosmetics. You can customize your character, but they nickel and dime you on every single cosmetic. I didn't have so much of a problem with that. But there's only 8 different maps, maybe?
Yeah, that was... If you want people to play this and you want to sell those costumes, you need like 100 maps. I don't want to see the... Or even better, randomly generated maps.
Yeah. So there were some maps, there were different mechanics, but it was very similar to Bomberman, where it's grid-based and you have things that you blow up and power-up items. Although the power-up items, and some of the, they got really elaborate with it in the old Bomberman games. Like, you'd get, like, the jelly bomb that would bounce off of things. And, yeah. You know, but this one, there were only three different categories that you could upgrade. The speed of your character, the explosion length of your bomb, and the number of bombs that you could lay. And you would run around and get as many power-ups as you can and just blow up everyone else, or it was like a team-based type thing. So it was fun for a little while, but I think it was pretty short-lived. And the game's free to play, so it's like, yeah, totally play it. And there's a good amount of people playing it, so you don't need to have – it's not one of those games where you need to have friends to play it. But I can't see anyone playing this for more than an hour. I really can't.
And by the time we had played this, we were down to seven people, and – Levi came in, and Levi saved the day. I don't know if the game was good or just us making fun of this random poor guy. He came into a group with seven friends. Of course he's going to get picked on nonstop.
A good sport about it. Like, yeah. I don't know. Oh, because totally. When you're in the queue, and also when you're in the game, even if you're dead, whenever you type something out, a little speech bubble comes up next to your character. And it's just, it looks so funny, and it makes it feel like your character is actually saying that.
Like, yeah, and you can say it when you're dead, too. Yeah. Like, the dead bodies can talk shit all they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really funny.
What did Chi had the takeaway fucking joke of the time? She's like, Levi. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, what do you think of blue team girls? Or like, something like that. Are you into blue team girls?
Oh, God, because was he hilarious. Was, because he's on the red team. And
yeah. It was just.
No, but
just
everybody was around. Harping on Levi. My favorite Levi comment was, Levi Jenkins. And I'm pretty sure that was Sniper. But no, DLG Gaming Night was a lot of fun. It's open invitation to anybody who's on the next DLG Gaming Night. We don't have an official date, but when we do post it, we will change the Game Night channel. With the official next game.
Yeah,
night.
On the Discord.
On the Discord, the room name will have the date?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we had.
That idea. I told them to do that.
But we should also announce what games we're going to do. We're going to try to keep it to games like Bomb Tag that are free to play, or other games that just everybody has and lots of people can play.
I would like to nominate Golf It. It's a little pricey at $8.99 for like something like this, but if it goes on sale between here and then, I think it's better than Golf with Friends. If you already have Golf with Friends, we can revert back to that. I think you have it too, G, right?
Didn't yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Golf with Friends is really good too.
Yeah. Golf It. I haven't picked that up yet, but I still have Golf with Friends. And that's a great one for like the end of the night, you know, when you're winding down.
Bobby, the big seller for me, I'll reiterate on this, is so Golf with Friends, you learn the maps, and then you can, you know, you have one of those Madden field goal power gauges. Mm-hmm. And if you learn roughly like where to do it on each map, you can just crush every map and just have an advantage.
Yeah.
On Golf It, you have to hit it with your mouse, like physically flick your mouse.
Okay.
And so that's not going to be precise ever.
Yeah.
Not ever like as close. It's way prettier.
It's on the Unreal Engine, isn't it?
Yeah. Way more maps. And not as crazy. Like on this game, you can look and see where the pin is. And you can't on Golf It. Like, you can't, like, I mean, on
Golf
with Friends, you can't, like, know what you're supposed to do. On this one, you can pretty much always know what you're supposed to do. I'm a huge fan of this game.
Yeah, this looks fun.
Yeah.
I want to check it out.
$8.99 full price. What about your magic thing that you have, Bobby? What's the lowest it's ever been?
My magic thing?
Yeah, your magic thing. Magic, what's it called?
Page. He has this add-on.
Enhanced Steam.
Damn, is the plugin. $4?
Yeah, $4. That was on at
Chorizo GG.
Chorizo? Is that what you read?
I got a rusty fucking contact over here.
Current lowest price.
No, you
price,
just have a Mexican brain.
Have we talked about this before? Someone I was having dinner with tonight was having soy riso.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. You guys had that?
Oh. Personally, can't I even think tell it's better no, I like than real regular.
Meat. Yeah, really? It was amazing.
I'll go with real meat. On all factors except for this one, soy riso is there's no grease.
Oh,
and
nice.
So it's real, like, has the same flavor. And I don't know.
Yeah, couldn't believe it wasn't meat.
Yeah, you liked it, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Chorizo's really good. Greasy and really
and
salty.
And I don't even like chorizo. That's a thing. So when I had it, I was like, holy fuck, okay.
Yeah.
Want to get this in a burrito.
But don't eat too much soy, guys. It raises your estrogen huge amount.
Does it?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So yeah, $4 at chrono.gg. Must be, I've never heard of that site, but it must be legit if it's showing up on Enhanced Steam.
Yeah, I've been there. It's legit.
Okay. Cool. So let's talk about our trip. So we took a trip on Saturday. Was the big day. We went up to Burbank. Yeah. We saw some Overwatch games.
Woohoo! You went to another OWL event. Yeah. That's awesome. The but Overwatch it was League. Yeah. I couldn't make it. I had to work, but I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah. So it was Emilio, Minnie, and I. And first of all, like they're pretty tight about security there. So you go in, you take all the stuff out of your pocket, throw it in a thing. They hit you with the wand, like. Like they're very secure there. I was really surprised though. The place was packed. Like when we first got there, there was nowhere to sit except like way up in the nosebleed section. And what you see from the videos when you're watching the streams online, like you see the floor area, which is, it looks smaller on Twitch. Like every time I've seen it, I'm like, that looks like a small crowd. There's a huge back area behind that and tons and tons of people. And yet not a big crowd at the bathroom. But the whole place was just a little bit smaller than I expected. The whole gift shop, the snack shop, all that stuff. I did see the VIP rooms, and it looked like people were in there. And what I was wondering, I kept asking this.
I didn't see those. Where were they?
They're to the left. So if you're sitting in the stands, there, if you look at the wall on the left, there's a big like window in one of those walls, and there's a nice room in there where people are just hanging out watching the game. And I don't know if that's something you pay extra to get access to, so it's a bunch of people who don't know each other, or if someone rented that room out. Maybe you can do both. I don't know.
I asked one of the security guys. I was like, how do I get in that room? He's like, you got to know somebody. He's like, you can't buy in. You got to.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, all right. Well, we do know somebody.
We do.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that though. but yeah, so that was really cool. The games were a fucking blowout though. Like every game was a 4-0.
Yeah, right? That was the disappointing thing.
Well, I should have known this going in. Historically, most of the games are 4-0 blowouts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the middle game, who played the middle game? Do you remember?
That was London and
Spitfire and Philadelphia.
No, that's what it was. Yeah,
that was the first game, wasn't it? I thought the second one was Houston.
Houston,
yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It was Houston and somebody.
See, that one was still 4-0, but
Houston, New York.
But it was competitive at least, and that one was really good. It was fun to watch.
Yeah,
that was great. Unfortunately, the first and the last game. There's three matches.
Three.
Six different teams. And
You're talking about the teams. Yeah.
They're called matches, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
But each match had four rounds?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then each round had...
Depending on the map.
It depends on the map.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
But the first and the last match weren't so great. It was just kind of like a blowout. You knew how which it was going to go. We actually got food when we knew when it was determined after the first game, and then we were up in the fucking bleachers, and I mentioned this to Bobby, and this is just general rule of thumb. If you can't afford it, it's not that, you know, it's, if you're going to take the time to go find parking, drive somewhere, going to an event is like a thing for sure. It's like spend the extra $100. I know it sounds crazy to get in the front. Like, it changes the experience so much. It's 100% worth it. If you're going to go there anyway, I've been to a UFC in the back, and then we were able to sneak up, and it changed the experience. Same thing we did today, but it wasn't assigned seating. We just stole some seats.
Well, it's open seating, so you just find whatever spot that you can.
Yeah.
There were so many people just walking around being like, are these taken? Are those taken?
Yeah. And what are the chances that we got three seats right next to each other?
Yeah.
Like, pretty much center.
Well, it really started to clear out. Like, as the day went on, first of all, it started at 1 o'clock and it ended maybe 6:30 or so.
It was a very long event.
Yeah, it's a long time. But by the end of it, it really started to clear. At one point during the last match, I turned around and looked at the stands behind me, and they had cleared out like over halfway. So a lot of people they get there for the first ones, you know, like in the early afternoon, and they take off as the evening progresses.
But they probably wanted to see the Houston-New York match.
Oh, you think they're showing up for specific matches?
Yeah, Houston, I think they're number three or four, and New York was number one, so people wanted to see that upset.
Yeah. Well, the last teams that played was Shanghai and...
San Francisco?
San Francisco Shock, yeah. And Shanghai 0-13.
14 now.
Yeah. I think everyone knew how that one was going to end.
And yeah. I wasn't sure how into this Mini was, but Mini has an Overwatch wallet. So
no way.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can
oh,
I
yeah.
see this?
He's fucking butt deep in Overwatch.
By the way, did you see the female gamer?
No, she hasn't been. She's still
being trained up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's not officially.
That was something that I learned about this in Overwatch League. You can have up to 12 people on a team, and they sub people out. You know, just like putting in a pinch hitter. So between games, they would take one person out, and they'd put another one in. Maybe this guy's like really good on a certain character who's good at this. But is it just between halftime or
between any game?
Any game? Oh, my bad.
Any time, really.
Oh, okay. They
can do it between rounds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I had no idea they had such a roster.
For certain, yeah.
Yeah, so you can have one person who's really good at these two characters, and when you need those characters, and you really started to see the meta. Like, watching so much, that's the most Overwatch I've ever watched. So I really got a feel for the meta on each map and how they're played. I mean, definitely stuff you could take home and apply to your own games. Like, what was the last one they did? Gibraltar, I think. It's you're pushing the payload on that one. Like, gotta go Genji and Widowmaker on that one, apparently. Like, you just have to.
Genji and or Tracer is in every single game on every
Yeah,
team.
Tracer is a very pretty popular much, yeah. pick.
Now, let's talk about the venue. So, when I only read headlines, guys, and all my news comes from headlines, and that's it. So, when I read about this thing years ago, 2 years ago maybe, it said Blizzard is building an esports arena, but that's not what happened here. What happened is they repurposed an old soundstage in Burbank where
not an old
I
one.
Love Lucy was filmed. What?
No, not like an old one. I mean, these are like large sound stages that they rent out to production companies who use them for, you know, movies, TV, whatever.
It's probably 30 years old. The building I'm talking about. Everything
but
inside.
But everything inside was like totally upgraded.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. Beautiful. I'm just saying, like, I was expecting, honestly, to go to like something like a very small arena like...
It feels like a TV studio.
The one, yeah, exactly. Like you're going to go see his taping of Conan. It was almost the exact same thing, the layout. Not complaining. It's just I had thought. When you hear arena, you think arena, right? Not like
a soundstage. I liked that it was just the right size, in my opinion, because it was more quaint. Mm. You were right there, an arm's length away from the announcers. Even if you were in the nosebleeds, you still got a really good view, I'm sure. So that way, considering how little amount of money the ticket was, you got the full value regardless.
For sure. Yeah. There's a lot of like diverse people. There's kids there. There's half the crowd, 40% of the crowd was chicks.
Did you see cosplayers? Awesome.
A little
you
bit.
You mean Mercy Mains?
Yeah.
There were a lot of people dressed up.
Not as many as we saw that one time.
Yeah, not like full-blown cosplay, but like quite a bit of people wearing like gaming
stockings.
Swag.
Yeah, they do giveaways. Stockings. The chick right behind us won a sweet statue.
Like, $150
And then
soldiers,
the players, 76. When they were done, some of them sat in the crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he was like two rows.
Yeah, we saw Muma. He's, I think, main tank? Healer.
Yeah, for
He's
Houston.
Healer for Houston.
Yeah.
Did you see Remix? And did he run away from you when he saw you?
Remix got replaced.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, he's no longer the main tank for Gladiators. He got replaced by a London tank.
No way.
Is he on the bench or is he still on the team?
He's still on the team, but he's benched.
So basically, to just sum the whole thing up for me, the venue was great. The pretty much everything was good, except unfortunately for two out of the three games were just not very fun to watch.
Yeah. That was kind of my biggest complaint too. You know, Overwatch is not my game of choice. So, but still like any sort of esport I'm into. Now the picture we got up here, you can kind of get a feel for the size of the studio there. Remember when we were at BlizzCon? I mean, it was like that, but in a full circle.
BlizzCon was so much more impressive.
Yeah. Oh, so was BlizzCon executed it much better?
That's surprising, actually. They used an actual arena.
It was like a circular arena.
And there's four giant screens that were bigger than the screen that we were looking at. And like That was I was
bigger
like,
than the yes. actual arena. No,
the main
view.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So that I was sitting there like in awe. I'm like, so who was it? Somebody, I think it was Emo Killer again. He was like, you know, I'm not that much into the Overwatch thing. I was like, bro, what did I say? You weren't there, man. You don't understand, man. And
it's pretty impressive.
That shit was fucking blow your hair back.
You feel like you're in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Had I never been to that and gone to this, I would have been way more impressed. But I already know what the Blizzard is capable of. Yeah.
But that wraparound screen.
That wraparound screen is pretty dope.
Awesome.
What we're talking about is like three of the four walls, if you're sitting down at the bottom, it's all one big screen. Even the main screen that you're watching is on this one screen, right? And they could change the size and move it around. But when you go to a new level, they put you inside the level. It looks like you're in the level. That part is fucking awesome.
It was virtually the biggest wallpaper you've ever seen.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was wallpaper engine version.
Yeah, wallpaper engine, the 5. Ones 0. That move. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And I figured
it's almost like VR.
I figured you would have been really comfortable because it's very nippy in there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Again, things are trying to kill me.
Okay. It's right here. There's money right here.
Right on the table.
We just got a tip, too. Just cheese.
You want to split that shot with me?
No, this is all yours.
What?
Boy, whoa. All right. For the listener at home, someone was bringing us drinks and scared the dickens out of Chi, which
again,
in turn scared the rest of us.
I mean, I had a dick, and then it just fell off.
Cheers,
Chi. Just kidding. Cheers.
I think she's sleeping on my couch again.
No.
And yeah, she slept on the couch. Everybody's questioning.
We're going to throw Minnie's motorcycle in the back of my car, and then he's going to drive me
there
home.
You go. And then we'll take your car and put it in the back of my truck,
and then I'll drive you guys home.
So
how'd you guys like my truck?
It was spacious.
Oh, the truck was nice, yeah.
Very spacious.
Yeah. Good sound.
Oh, yeah, you commuted with Emilio's truck. That's mm-hmm. cool. How was the music on the way up, though? Did you guys listen to music?
It was mostly
just talked. And
podcast.
Minnie had a good suggestion for a podcast. What's it called?
Film Reroll.
I subscribed. It's really great. They take movies and turn them into a D&D game and play through it. But they're all actors, so they do their roles really well.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all actors in New York. So, yeah, Film Reroll, if you guys are into that, it's a really good podcast.
Cool. So one thing that I noticed when we first saw this arena and we were watching footage of it, Emilio asked about that circular thing at the top. It's like it's just like a round light. And you were asking if that shows the progress of a capture point or of a payload. And I don't think it did at the time that you asked, but while we were there, you could definitely tell that it was filling up as one team was capturing a point and
right.
the percentage was going up. So I thought
even Blizzard
really cool.
feels the power of this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even they heard that. They're like, we're going to get right on it. That's a great idea. Yeah. But yeah, it was a great experience. Would I do it again? I don't know. Burbank is a lot farther away than I thought it was. It was like a solid two and a half hours.
Yeah.
You drive slow, Emilio.
It's a big ass truck.
It's a big truck. It was taking up like 1.5 lanes.
It took us an hour and a half, right, Minnie?
Maybe an hour, 45.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We did hit some traffic, and it rains sometimes in San Diego, like 5 times a year, and that happened to be one of the times.
I missed 2 exits, too. That cost us like 10 minutes.
Ouch.
Did you miss any? Who drove?
I drove.
And you miss any exits?
No, not at all. We got there early.
We took the 5 up when we were.
What road did you take up?
Just Waze.
Just wherever.
Wherever Waze says.
Whatever
really?
Waze says, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was good. It was great to spend a day like that. Like if a listener came down, you know, like some of them have in the past, you know, that'd be like a fun little day trip to do. So,
yeah, for sure.
I'm totally down to go again, though. Without you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if it says the guy who's shaking his fist going, woo! Yeah, get him! Get him!
Dude, I was getting into it, man.
That's awesome.
We didn't see Pine, though. Pine was not playing for New York that day. Sad.
Pine's got some major swagger.
That
I like Pine.
A monster.
Yeah. It's nice to watch esports. Even if you're not into the game, it's nice to watch it with someone who is. Then they can explain, like, oh, that guy's good, and he plays this character and all that shit.
Yeah, I told, at one point I had Minnie sit in the middle so he could talk to both of us and explain. But, Minnie, are there points where you're lost? Because I'm lost, like, 40 to 50% of the time of what's going on what I'm looking at.
That was a large complaint when Overwatch League first started with
Genji. I think it's so much better, though. The observations are so much better, and the uniforms make it so much more... It's so easier
to... see the colors.
Easier to like interpret what's going on, especially for someone who doesn't play the game that much.
I got to complain. I wish there wasn't white. I wish it was red versus blue, but then that would fuck up the...
Yeah, well, it's different for every team, right? Like, some teams like blue and like an off-white. The other team's like red and black or something. Yeah.
No, one team's always white. That's the home team,
it
is? Right?
But it's accented with another color, isn't it?
Well, they, they all have varying different colors. Red,
but they do contrast, Amelia. I think you're right. Like, one of them's more of a lighter shade, and the other one's like always a darker shade.
Yeah, they will have like home and away.
Home and away.
Shirts
versus skins. Or whatever. Anyway, Manny, did it get easier to, like, you know what's going on?
Yeah,
like
I was never lost. Really. Okay. So, the only thing that people say Genji and Tracers are really hard to follow, and they can be, like, when they're zipping around, it's kind of hard to understand what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I liked whenever a Sniper or, like, McCree, I told you, I'm like, I could totally understand what's going on here.
Yeah.
He's aiming and he's shooting. It's, like, I totally got it. When it's, like you said, like a Tracer or even a tank that's in the middle of the shit and it's just turning left to right.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh boy, gotta look down. I'm gonna throw up. Not really, but
it's like being in a PUBG vehicle.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Look at my cock.
Or stare up in the sky. Otherwise, you're getting nausea. Yeah. You're getting sick. First person mode, especially. Hmm.
Damn. So yeah, maybe one of these days we'll go back up there. I don't know if they do playoffs or any sort of finals or semifinals.
They have four stages. So each stage has a championship and then they have the grand final.
Hmm.
So basically five big events.
I wonder if the tickets are more expensive for those.
I
would imagine.
Because that would be a hell of a show.
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. It's just like, if you buy tickets for a boxing match and the dude gets knocked out in a minute, you're just kind of like, people get upset. They want their money back. That's the only reason I feel like I didn't have as much fun this time, because when we watched it at BlizzCon, it was just like, so much was on the line. You're just seeing the best of the best.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, it needs to work itself out. It's a new, it's a new league. This happens in, UFC all the time. When they make a new division, which they just did, the 125 girls division, they don't exist. So then people start to populate it. Like, the 135ers will come down, 115ers will go up, they'll beat the shit out of each other. But it's just dog shit for like a year, because it's all the pecking order has to get sorted out. Mm-hmm. And so that same thing with Overwatch. There's no pecking order right now.
Yeah.
Well, there is. There's the seeds.
Right.
But what is that based on? You were saying that, like, the Seoul team was in the World Cup, so they had way more practice, so they shot up to number one, but now they're number three, because now that the other people have practice, they're coming back up.
Exactly.
So basically, it's chaos. And if it has this much enthusiasm for chaos, once it's all sorted out, it's going to be so much better. I can only see this going up from here.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's only going to get bigger. All right. What else did we play today? Minnie and I got a chance to play Vermintide 2 closed beta. It was only open for a very short time.
Yeah, I got a chance to install it. That was it.
Yeah, and it's like 30 gigs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was a long install.
30 gigs. I played it for like an hour, and then I had to uninstall it. Thank you to Willie. You know who you are. He probably doesn't listen. I've told you guys about my German friend. Yeah, that
gives you all the games.
He was Russian. I was going to say
Vili. He might be both. Vili? I don't know. Yeah.
So is it, Bobby, answer this. Is it strange that a man is showering you with gifts?
No, I send it back. I give him
Does he
keys
call
all
you
the time.
Sexy?
No.
Give you mixed signals?
No. We just exchange keys.
Take this, sexy beast. Hey, does he like me or hate me? I don't understand.
But I don't know where he got these, but he had quite a few. So I handed them out to you guys. And I think out of all of us, only Minnie and I got a chance to play. Minnie, you streamed some of it. How did that go for you?
It wasn't going well because my computer was being shitty that night. So I was running at like 20.
Was it your computer or was it the game?
It was my computer, because I played it again off stream after I restart my computer and it was running fine. So yeah,
maybe something with the stream was messing it up. I didn't have any problems. It was a solid 60 frames a second.
After I started, my computer was fine. But yeah, the game runs really well. It's I did get one crash, but the only thing complaint I have about this is it's a peer to peer connection. So if somebody leaves, you have to like disconnect from that person, and then it takes a couple of seconds to reconnect to the other person. That's kind of.
How do they deal with that on the first one, Bobby?
I don't know. Remember,
levers and shit. It gets taken over by a bot, right?
Yeah, I think somebody hosted the room, and if that person left, then everybody
gets kicked.
Shuts down. Yeah.
Now they have post migration.
I want to say that a bot would take over, and the bots weren't like.
Yeah, the bot would take over if someone who didn't host the room left.
Yeah.
Would anyone be able to jump in mid game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's good.
Now, Minnie, did you play the first one?
I did not.
Okay. So to me, and I played very, very little of Warhammer Vermintide. And what I really wanted to analyze was the progression system and the items and the crafting in it, because that's where I felt like the first one could really have improved. But you can't do that with just one night with a game. What my sum of all this, like what really, just to sum it all up, it seemed exactly like the first one. Yeah. It almost seemed identical to the first one. It's just exactly like Left 4 Dead 2 versus Left 4 Dead 1. It's a new UI, and that's really all I noticed. But again, this is just a very preliminary look at the game.
That said, how much more did you like Left 4 Dead 2 than Left 4 Dead 1, though?
It was more or less the same game.
Yeah. I mean, you had the melee weapons. You had the melee weapons, you had a new UI, and you had, new maps.
And all of the players from Left 4 Dead 1 transitioned over to Left 4 Dead 2 since they eventually patched the game and ported the first Left 4 Dead into Left 4 Dead 2.
Not day one, though, right? They brought them in later.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that was a big thing. The levels look more diverse here, more daylight. They're like all of them were nighttime last time. Now you have actual daytime.
Daylight ones. You had plenty of daylight ones. You remember Wheat and Chaff? That one was
the one we never even got to the second part of.
Yeah, that one was tough.
That one was really tough. This is a hard game, man. I can totally see you like be like, I gotta buy this shit right now because you didn't play the first one. Yeah. Like for Bobby, it would be like a harder sell. Uh-huh. No, it's really good. It is Left 4 Dead, but without the guns.
Even the character classes were the same.
And yeah, I did buy this game.
Yeah,
about
that. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, had I not played the first one and I played this, I'm sure I would have been sight unseen. Like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But like, for Bobby, who's played a lot, probably more than anybody else of the first one, you probably won't buy this, right, Bobby?
Nah, probably not.
Oh boy,
it's coming. Lights are coming down.
What? $29.99
Right now, it's on sale for
$26.99. Yeah. That's a good price point.
It's a very good price for I think how much material is involved in this game, and for 4-player co-op, there's nothing else to really contend with it in terms of recent release.
Damn, that's new.
Yeah. So the special, like in Left 4 Dead, they're the special infected. In this game, there's more enemies than just rats. There's rats and there's like these humanoid.
They have like an orc type too.
They look like ogres,
yeah, like zombie ogres or something like that.
Zogers, you mean? Come on, Bobby.
Zogers.
Yep. Zogers.
Episode title. The characters are all the same though. You got the dwarf. You've got like the conquistador kind of dude with the funny hat. You got the archer guy.
Yeah, the elf archer.
Yeah, like it just all seemed kind of the same to me.
And you're not the only one that said that. While I was installing the game, I was hopping in and out of different streams, watching people play, and I would ask them, "Hey, what do you think compared to the first Vermintide?" And they said it feels like the same game.
Yeah, it felt like the exact same game, which is not a bad thing because the first one was great. The only issue that I had with it was I didn't feel like I had to play any more of it. I played all the maps. I did as best as I could on them. I tried to beat them on hard. Those were the goals that I set out for myself. But I found it very difficult to level up my inventory, my items, to really feel that improvement. Like I felt like I wasn't getting anything back for all the time that I was putting in. It's based on chance. It's based on chance, or you have to really, really grind. Like, you have to grind a lot just to trade in your weapons to get an upgrade.
Was it challenging enough for it to feel rewarding, though?
I've lost more times than I won on this.
It's a challenging game, the first one and the second one. Yeah. Like, okay, I can tell right away.
Yeah. Minnie, don't play with you on this one.
Okay.
She likes to see what arrows do to lanterns and stuff while you're dying.
Just wasting, wasting ammo and time at the same time.
But what if I shoot this?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun with that game, though.
Yeah.
So, release date on Vermintide 2, what is it?
Did you guys see you could bind your bread to right-click? It's awesome. Gee! We're dying!
Oh, man.
I don't see a release date here.
On the 8th.
Oh, March 8th.
It just came out. Oh.
Yeah, March.
No, a few days. Yeah.
Oh, it's not out yet? Oh,
I thought... You can buy it and play it right now, but okay. It doesn't officially release until the 8th. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to buy it and I'll play it with it.
Okay, cool. That'd be great.
Awesome.
Yep. Oh, if I ever get... Well, later on that.
Right. Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. I feel like we got another what grinds my gears section here.
Yeah.
What I hate about tutorials.
Yeah, what I hate about tutorials. That's that actually spawned from Vermintide 2, because there is... A tutorial in this game that is just like the most basic, retarded, like, if you've never played a video game, this is a tutorial for you. But it's like, walk forward, jump, crouch, hit. Right. It's like, come on, guys.
I noticed that.
The game.
And that's why I never really got past... I had never played the game. When I installed the closed beta, it threw me in a tutorial. I thought I was in a public lobby waiting for somebody to come in.
Yeah.
Then I realized, oh wait, this is a tutorial. I don't need this.
Well, this one is like,
and then I just quit the game.
It kind of gives you like,
I don't want to walk through the tutorial, so I didn't bother.
It gives you like a little bit of a story, but it's like, I don't care about the story of this game.
Yeah.
Like you're riding in a cage and it shows you all stuff that's going on around you, and then you eventually break out of the cage. But it's just like, I really hate those, like those obvious tutorials.
I feel like they have to do it to cover their bases.
In what world is Vermintide 2 somebody's first person
shooter? Exactly my thoughts when I was playing it. Pretty
much.
Who needs this tutorial?
Not even 1% of Vermintide 2.
No,
there's no way. There's no way you buy a computer and the first game you buy is Vermintide 2.
I feel like that is a standard like that they have to meet in order to release a game. Kind of like on the Xbox, if you release a game on an Xbox, you have to have achievements. Like, that's a requirement.
Yeah.
So I think tutorials are along those lines, and plus they want to cover all their bases. Maybe it's someone's first PC game. They just made that leap over into PC.
It's
so,
just unfortunate that they forced you through it.
You can have an optional.
Yeah.
Tutorial wasn't just a menu button.
You can have fun with the tutorial, too. Now, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, they lampshaded it a bit.
Yeah, people that could do tutorials well is really good. Like in Skyrim, it's kind of like...
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, they have like good tutorials. You don't really know you're in a tutorial. But this one's just like, it shows you WASDs, like move around with these keys. Like, no shit. No fucking shit, I know.
What do you guys think about... I wish Chad was here because he knows about like... what this would involve. How long does it take to put a tutorial together? Maybe you can select one of two. How do you play this game? How do you play a game?
Right.
Right? Like just those, or just start the game.
Yeah.
Those three options. I don't know.
I feel like a lot of tutorials are optional.
This one,
but then again, I mean, how much time?
It was 10 minutes.
A lot of
10
times,
minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, I can see why you're upset.
Yeah, because it was you had to go through a small level, and it was annoying. But what I was actually really excited because like
I don't remember doing that.
There's a it wasn't I actually after I bought the game when I played it the second time, basically. But I got excited because a friend told me, hey, there's a tutorial in this game. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to do that. But then I got to the tutorial in the game, and then I hit escape and said, leave mission. And it did. And it brought me to the regular area playing game. And then I played like a multiplayer game. When that multiplayer game ended, it forced me right back into the tutorial.
Welcome to Early Access.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Right. Hopefully.
Mm. Hopefully that's what it is.
Most tutorials these days, they kind of incorporate it into some sort of story in the beginning of the game. Like they'll have part of the story or like a cutscene playing out while you're walking through an area. And then you happen to like walk in front of a log and it's like, you know, press space to jump. And so you jump over it. Yeah. And then the rest of the story is kind of playing out. So I feel like they kind of...
Portal did it really well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a good example. Like they try to lessen it for people who have played games before.
And you would think, yeah, as you were saying, Emilio, like whose first game is this? Like it shouldn't even be in there.
You don't build a PC for Vermintide 2. Yeah. Sorry.
If you don't know what WASD moves, then move on. Go to Golf with Friends.
And just to recap, I don't know what his name is, Rhythm Maxed or something like that. Owl is only in LA, always, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's always
yeah, so they bring all the teams out there, and they live in that area, and then they go there to compete. And they ran some videos in between some of the matches. One of them was featuring the Philadelphia Fusion and their team house, which was really nice, like a mansion with a pool and a... You know, nice big green
in
yard,
Burbank, I imagine,
with a gym inside.
Yeah. So they're showing all these rooms with all these people. So people are all in the kitchen. People are all in this other room. They show the gym. Not one
Nobody
person. Not
was
one
in the
person.
Gym.
Oh, Sorry, two people, but there was a ping pong table in the gym. And
yeah, they're playing ping pong. Right. In the gym.
Some dude get the most gnarly fucking slam. He's like, bitch, get that shit out of here. And they didn't plan it. Like, he was just like, fuck you on TV. All right, moving on.
All right.
Since you brought up Owl again, I see that there's a brand new Overwatch hero coming out. I've only seen what she looks like, but I otherwise don't know anything about her.
That's how you segue. Right there.
Now you killed me.
That's how you ruin it.
God damn it.
So yeah, new Overwatch hero, Brigitte Lindholm.
Brigitte Lindholm. Brigadio.
Are you sure it's Brigitte?
Brigitte Lindholm.
Oh, strange.
So she is the daughter of Torbjorn. Her kid is a...
Is she a dwarf?
No. She's a regular person.
I don't get it.
Dwarves can have regular people cheat.
You can click on that and...
Are you going to get on midgets now?
That link right there.
Here we go.
Anyway, she is a...
was a Mama Zarya?
Support tank. And her...
Torbjorn and Zarya's baby girl right here.
She has a shield and a flail. That's a rocket flail she has. And her kits, she can heal, and she can do a little bit of small tanking. Her ult is like giving people a lot of armor in AoE effect. It will heal everybody in her AoE and also give them armor as overheal.
In the PTR, she's super, super duper OP. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any of this?
Yeah, I played.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous. She's just like... going 5-on-1, crazy shit. Anyway, that's what the PTR is for, right?
Good, a lot of survivability. Yeah.
But her kick looks really good.
She looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And you get to
for a half people. Dwarf? Hell yeah.
He's not a dwarf.
Oh, boy.
He's just a small person.
He's a dwarf.
So fucking dwarf.
He's not a dwarf. Everybody's human.
How is he not a dwarf?
What? Everybody is human.
Man.
Dwarves are humans too. What are you talking about?
Are you talking about
dwarf humans?
Whoa, whoa, wait, wait. We're talking about fantasy Legolas type.
Yeah, like elves and dwarves. Yeah, humans and small
Grimly.
People.
Human where it counts, Torbjorn.
All right, we're on the verge of going off.
You can see the AoE she has. She's giving health and overhealing armor. Oh, wait, no. She's just giving armor. She doesn't heal with her ult.
Sorry. That's what I want to talk about. On the PTR, that stays forever.
Yeah, the armor is, well, not forever. It doesn't deplete.
Right. It doesn't go away over time.
Right.
But it can be knocked away.
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Because you can buff up your whole team. They can go all their own ways and have ridiculous amounts of armor.
Yeah, it's kind of like a permanent Lucio drop.
Yeah, exactly. It's way better than Lucio's sound barrier.
Hmm. So what's she classified as?
Support. But okay. She has, small tanking abilities with that shield.
So every time she flails, she heals the people around her.
Right. Oh, so if she hits,
she'll heal. Right.
Yeah.
So if, she wants to be in the middle of the action, right?
Yeah.
And then she can boot people off ledges with her
shield dash,
I believe. Yeah. Yeah. No. She has
the rocket flail
attack. Yeah. Yeah.
Both.
And it goes pretty far. Hmm. Oh, both?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a great kit. And she doesn't... we talked about this on the... It seems like we're reiterating, but it's you guys haven't heard this. It was... what's that other game? Paladins.
Mm-hmm.
Paladins said, hey, Overwatch, stop ripping off our shit.
Yeah, because this is very similar to Ashe in Paladins.
Yeah, Ashe. And so she looks just like her.
Yeah, it's like a mirror image.
And her kit... I didn't see her kit.
But I know she has a shield and she has the same type of weapon.
So I
don't know about the ability.
What is going on here? We really talked about this. Like, what needs to happen over at Blizzard for... I brought up, comics having the same joke. It's totally obvious that people can have parallel thinking in that. But to have an entire character where, I don't know, 100 hours worth of work?
Bridget. It looks like Bridget.
It's Brigitte. It looks like Bridget.
Yeah.
Sounds Italian.
I think they're Swedish.
What do you think? What do you guys honestly think happened here?
I think Overwatch may have taken some. I don't know.
But that was a group of people that made Brigitte, right?
Yeah. So
so maybe the person in charge plays Paladin? Like, what?
Dude, I don't know. Like, honestly, I'm going to sound like a total old man here. It all starts to kind of look the same to me after a while. Like, you know, a lot of people were talking about anime on our Discord server recently, and they're talking about their favorite ones, posting pictures and whatnot. That shit all looks the same to me. Like, I can't tell the difference between anyone, like any anime characters. So I don't know. Maybe they just were like, hey, let's make a female with hair, and then it just looked like the other female with hair.
All,
I don't know.
All titties have
a shield, a flail, and they have the same armor.
A video game character with a shield. Yeah. I mean,
and a flail.
And a flail.
And they look the same at the same time. I don't know.
It could happen, man.
No, it can happen, but I guess it's not the first instance.
I don't know. What else are they going to make? Like, what character would you design?
A lot of cocks. I don't know what they would do or what they would do with them.
They've got so many different kinds of
cocks. Purple ones, blue-green ones.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Overwatch porn is a thing, like, from what I understand.
I've seen it. It's really fucking, like...
Probably high quality.
Really high quality, yeah. Mm. It's surprisingly well done.
All hentai looks the same,
apparently. And then I was disgusting, and I gave it a thumbs down.
So, is this the frequency at which they're going to be releasing characters? About 2-3 a year for Overwatch?
Yep. That seems to be what they've been doing. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well, that'll be good. I mean, she looks like a very interesting character. It almost seems kind of like a hybrid, which I like that idea.
Yeah.
And it seems unique. Yeah, whenever they add a character to a game like this, I always want it to be something different than what's already in there, not just like a combination of other things that are already in the game.
Yeah, I want to say, like, the only other, like, flex is, what's his name, Roadhog. He's, like, a bruiser, mm-hmm. being, like, a kind of tank and DPS.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's, like, everybody else has their defined roles. They are who
kind
they are.
Kind of blurs those lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I guess I'll get this out of the way. So HGC, the Heroes Global Championship, has been going on, the Western Clash. And for the first time in years, the North American teams have been doing well and beating European teams. It's all wrapped up. I won't spoil anything for you in case you haven't watched it yet, but it's nice to see US doing well. Not great, but doing better.
And this is why you haven't been sleeping, correct?
Yeah, because it's in Katowice, Poland. They're doing the CSGO tournament there too. I think that's going on as well, like some sort of ESL tournament. But
they could fill that arena up way more if they also had HOTS, if they did the same thing.
Can mm-hmm. I ask you something about the championships? Are there mm-hmm. any benefits to watching the HOTS championships? I know with CSGO, you can do you pick'ems, where you can guess who's going to win and you get extra loot cases from that. Is there any in-game rewards?
Not this time. They've done that in the past, okay. where if you've been viewing it, then you get like a portrait or some in-game cosmetic item.
That's cool.
A lot of people had issues getting that. It's a Blizzard game.
Was it ever alive? I mean,
it's a Blizzard game. It'll never die. But it's... they've done that in the past, and it caused a lot of problems. People saying they didn't get their items, and yet they were logged in watching, and they linked their Twitch account and all that. So they've kind of shied away from that now. But yeah, they do the HGC cheer thing now too, so you can get that's how you get esports cosmetics in the game, which is cool.
Okay,
but yeah, there's some cross promotion,
and I saw a little bit of HOTS new character coming out. It's the he's like a guy in a Santa outfit, like ringing the thing, trying to get money for HOTS. It's pretty pathetic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Standing outside of Walmart. Yeah.
Is his name pronounced Baguette?
His ultimate says, just please help.
Oh my gosh. Well, right. Speaking of getting things out of the way, let me squeeze
I think
in.
I'm really pissed off, Bobby.
Yeah, let me know. So, Bobby is the HOTS. I called you Bot. HOTS, Bobby. Bobby and HOTS, Bot.
He's been trying to plug into their mainframe. He's going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I've been super into CSGO. I played a couple different games this week, but most of it was CSGO. Since last week, I've been having one hell of a time. I've been playing a mixture of games, a lot with my people I used to play CSGO with, a lot with my family members. And since then, I'm finally out of silver. I ranked up 3 times in 1 week.
Boom.
Epic. So I've been playing a lot, enjoying myself. And the cherry on top, I told you I normally never gamble, but every now and then I buy a CSGO key, and I wanted to unlock the cases that I forgot what they're called, but they have the Empress AK-47 skin. That was the skin I was going for.
Okay. They're $2.50 each, right? The keys?
$2.49. Yeah.
Okay.
And the awesome thing is I only opened 2 cases, and the second case I opened, I landed on the gold. So I got the exceedingly rare item, and it, when it revealed itself, I got myself a factory new marble fade butterfly knife. And a knife was basically the only skin I really needed outside of the new gloves that they've implemented into the game. But I was super hype. I don't stream when I play Counter-Strike Go competitive, at least not yet. And so I didn't record it or anything, but the value for the knife, the last one sold a couple days ago for $670.
Are you going to keep it?
That's a very good question. So
I didn't think it was any question. Why would you sell that thing?
No, here's the thing. If I sold it, I could use that almost $700 and buy a whole bunch of cases, a whole bunch of more keys, and
don't waste your money like that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And then gamble for more skins.
Sell it for cash.
If I sold it for cash, that would pay my rent for the month. But yeah. I don't want to. This knife is my Louis Vuitton bag. I love this knife.
You're going to rock the knife?
God. I mean, come on. I only paid $2.50 for it. Yeah.
The real question is...
a really pretty knife.
Suck a dick for that knife and then sell it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess for me, it's like Gaben gifted me this knife because the chances are so little.
Okay, but
little.
Here's the real question. Is that knife going to depreciate in value?
Not anytime soon.
Okay.
When you go to CSGO skins,
it does go down in value, right?
No, not at all. It never.
So why are? I'm sorry, I'm confused here because I've seen
they have different tiers.
Pristine.
Yeah, you just open it like that.
But the more you use it, doesn't go down.
Not at all. It's all fixed. It's all fixed. So
you get a super pretty one. It stays pretty forever.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's why the cost value is so high. If you go to CSGOskins.com, I think that's the name of the website. Don't quote me on that one. And you organize all the knives by median price sold at. Mm-hmm. I think the Marble Fade, the one that I got, is ranked number 5. So the 5th most expensive.
Can you find it, please? I'd like to take a look at it. Maybe
and
I could
that
understand.
Knife has been around for, I think, 3 years at least now.
For a while.
And yeah, it's been around, so it's really not depreciating.
It's a Marble Fade CSGO, butterfly knife. So appearance-wise, it's not necessarily my favorite, but it's up there. It's a fun skin. And
yeah, it definitely stands out, for sure.
I know a smart thing would be to sell it, but at the same time, I didn't spend much money into it, so
I don't see that at all.
I would take that free money
for a second. Yeah.
No.
I know he said he sucked a dick. I mean, really got me suck a dick.
Yeah, it's just been a while.
You know what? It is a good. That's the thing about it. If I really did need money, I could sell it then. It's a plan C, I would say.
Because they don't lose their value.
Yeah, value doesn't depreciate. At least,
or
not
maybe a little
soon.
Bit.
It does, if I anticipate that, then I will most likely sell it down the road.
When does anybody
I'm happy having it in my inventory. Yeah. I'm sorry.
When does anybody not need money in San Diego?
That's true, but it's rainy day. My marble knife is a rainy day item.
All right,
I started to do my taxes this year.
I'll let you know when I sell it.
It's been probably my best year ever, and I'm still like, oh my god, what am I gonna do next week?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The thing is, Emilio, if you are just born poor and you're used to poor like me, mm-hmm. then you know, you get by no matter what. Yeah. And
he's Mexican.
And money and money always works itself out. The way I think about it, money always works itself out. If you're where you're at now, you'll still be, you know, in a good position in the future because you'll take care of yourself.
Cool. I played a little CSGO this week.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go, Bobby?
Oh, my gosh. How did that go?
He ruined it by telling Emilio and Minnie.
But first of all, what made you play it?
You know, a lot of people were talking about it. And I was like, you know what?
In what context
was this?
A very active, lively Discord server is just full of chatter about CSGO. So I was like, hey, you know, I'll give it a shot.
And I thought you were joking.
We call it salt, not chatter.
Yeah. Oh, no, I wasn't joking. Yeah, I seriously was like, I haven't played CSGO. I looked it up. I've played 5 hours of CSGO in my entire life. And
well,
that was like years ago.
What about Counter-Strike in total?
I never played Counter-Strike.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like 1.6?
Wow.
Yeah, no, I played a little bit of it, but I was just like, eh.
Bots, man.
No, I didn't.
I played probably 200 hours of Counter-Strike. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, couldn't get into it. Yeah, it did not go well. So my team kicked me that I was doing so bad.
And this was on casual, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a casual game. Yeah. So I was playing on Dust, which is the most solved map in CSGO. Everyone knows where you should be, what you should be doing. And I was able to kind of fly under the radar for a little bit until all of my team died. And when you die, everyone watches you. So they all had a front row seat to me. And
he's looking at the wall.
As soon as I remembered what team I was on, I realized I had to go disarm the bomb. And then I guess I just ran out into an area where it was very obvious where I should have been looking to shoot someone, and he shot me and I died. And my entire team just started on the mic. All I hear was like, oh my God. And I didn't even hear the end of their groan.
Oh,
and I was kicked before they finished the groans and their wailing.
It might have been a group of four. Like, you might have been their Levi.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, I was on the server for a while. I played almost an hour of CSGO, and it was on the same server, and people were coming and going.
I'm trying to help
your story out.
Well, you know, my aim wasn't that bad. Like, you have to figure out the guns and all that, but I just had no idea what I should be doing or where I should go. I just waited. This is what I do in a lot of these games. I just go where someone else goes, and I wait for someone else to shoot them, and then I shoot the guy that shot them.
But then after that...
Lost. Which is a thing, which is a strat. But, and it's funny because I was talking to Manny when he was streaming, and somebody, I think it was Sainley, that said he wanted to play CSGO. Sainley is amazing, and we've determined that from the DLG game night that
around.
He's a good shot. And when Sainley said he was going to play CSGO, I said, good, that's great, but do your homework. CS, Dota, I said CS is like the Dota of gaming. Mm. And then Minnie was like, wait, no, Dota is like the CS of gaming.
Of mobile.
There's always a huge learning curve, and there's a lot of game sense involved and everything else like that.
And it doesn't seem like it because essentially, okay.
Because of the game that's been out for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're shooting other players, and you're buying guns before you do so.
Right.
You take that to any other game, and you're like, yeah.
A simple concept.
We'll just throw that around. But to say a pixel is precise in CSGO is like not enough to say. Like, it's even half a pixel seems to be what you could. It's precise. Let's just say super precise. You got to hit that grenade in the exact same corner of the exact same wall to make sure it bounced through that same to flash. It's just like leaps and bounds. As far as like mechanics wise, it requires much more than anything else.
And then not only that, there's so many variations and variables within the server itself, latency, what type of tick server it is, and you know, your frames, and then your enemies' latency. Like, there are so many things that can affect the gameplay. It's just one of those things. And there are, and it is a very toxic game. It is a very cancerous game, but you kind of have to roll with the punches too. And so it's all in all fun game if you can invest yourself into it. And I have been lately. I've been waking up earlier just so I can warm up in CS or watch CS videos or like practice my grenades. And it's fun. It's exciting. I'm glad that I'm getting back into it.
The footsteps in the game is what I really noticed when I played it. Like, you really hear the footsteps in that game.
Yeah, they're not quiet.
You know, it's probably game sense as well, but I noticed people just know where you're at. Like, they just, and I do the same thing in HOTS. Like, I know they're taking this camp right now. Where else would they be? It's so obvious because this, and that. You know, you just develop this game sense. So I noticed a lot of people had that. And yeah, I don't know if I really care to develop that. It was just a fun foray into it. And I never played 1.6 back in the day because I was always playing Day of Defeat. And I was after that happened, I was like, you know what? I'll check out Day of Defeat Source. I haven't played that in forever.
You played it after?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, it was the whole nostalgia thing. Had fun for about 20 minutes, then I was over it. But there is still a large community of people playing Day of Defeat Source. Great. And the game is just like it ever was. So, yeah, I mean, it was fun. But, you know, when I thought about it after all this had happened, I realized shooters peaked for me with Battlefield 4. Like, it never got better than Battlefield 4 for me. That was...
You mean online or just general?
Like, well, period? I mean, single player campaign, like, there can be a lot else going on in there. You could have a good story. There could be so many other things. But, yeah, multiplayer. Mm-hmm. Multiplayer shooters. Like, Battlefield 4 was just my favorite. Still is my favorite. And even, you know, Battlefield 1, I didn't play it that much, but... I don't know. Maybe I was too invested in 4. I know a lot of people still like Battlefield 1. But
Battlefield 1 is great. In fact, that's the only game Max plays on console. I know, but he 100% of the game. He always gets like top frag. And I know he's a console player. He's a single player, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, really good single player, actually. Oh. Very historically accurate, if not like to the T. Battlefield 1 is it's a great game, but I've never really played Battlefield. Too much sand in the vagina when it comes to that game.
I want to address the elephant in the room. There was a little bit of drama on Discord and on the podcast and stuff. I just wanted to take responsibility for this. Everything. Because both camps pulled me. Said that like I was instigating. I guess I totally was.
There are a lot of finger pointing. So,
like I was. I was poking around and trying to make it worse. So I was looking for funny, not for a war. And we got a war. But, whatever. We'll just keep on trucking.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Yeah, just rough spot.
I'm an asshole.
Speaking of rough spots, how's the Wi-Fi life going?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I forget.
So bad. So I used to get my and I'd be bragging to everybody that doesn't live in California, I was getting like 100 down and like 25 up, something like that.
That's good.
Yeah, and
probably more than 100 down.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I think I topped out at like 300. But anyway, so I'm getting 20 to 30 now.
Oh, down?
Yeah,
oof,
down.
Rough.
But weirdly enough, like 35, 40 up.
Huh.
Which makes no sense. I'm on Wi-Fi now. And people are like, why would you possibly be on Wi-Fi? But, you know, family things happen and things get switched around and you don't have control of things certain and people don't want you to drill holes in the walls.
Or through the floors.
Through the floor. My big brother did that.
And in the house I grew up in, my parents' home, he drilled a straight up hole. Through the floor, to stick a cable through it.
Yes, I'm this close.
The length you go to get good latency. Yeah,
so the whole I can't play online at all, and maybe even high def videos are hard to watch. So I've been playing. I've been offline. I've been playing Slay the Spire. This is kind of weird. I'm getting
Slay the Spire.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
that card game.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's great to play as you're doing things. And what I'm doing is trying to get through all the other entertainment that I like,
right.
Which is not much. It's just the UFC, which is, they've been putting out a lot of stuff. So 6 hours a week, but then you just fast forward through all of that. And it turns out to about 2 hours. So there's that. And then what else do I watch? There's something else. Anyway, it's not much. We're talking about 3 hours a week, maybe, of entertainment that I watch. Slay the Spire is perfect for just like I said.
Mindless?
It's a beautiful... There's some mind.
Okay.
But not enough to take you away from... You can do both.
Okay.
It's a great co-pilot. I'll put a perfect co-pilot. Because you can just... If you were to like...
It's like the Candy Crush of card games.
Yeah, but even Candy Crush, I don't think you can like pause, or you have to at least push pause. Like on this game, if somebody shot you in the leg, nothing in your game would stop. Like you could like patch your leg up and be back, and like no, nothing happens without you doing something. It pauses every 3 seconds or
so. Definitely turn base.
Yeah, definitely turn base. And you, it never prompts you for anything. So in that sense, it's great. And then was the
are there microtransactions in this game?
No, it's just. Good
I'm surprised
to go.
We never asked that.
It's fucking awesome. It's cool. Really good. It's really good.
$14.99. What's the price tag on this? $15.99.
So your internet. Like I remember,
I don't know what is going on
because that just seems like you're all over the place. If you're getting like what 15 down, that's good enough for gaming. Because back on like the 56Ks, I was
gaming. Sometimes it drops down,
so like, it just fluctuates a lot.
It's probably very sporadic. Okay. I know some people have mentioned in Discord getting Powerline or that sounds like cool. A mesh network.
Yeah, those are two power options. Line, yeah. So Powerline it turns the power cables like your sockets into a Wi-Fi. So you plug your Wi-Fi into a wall socket, and that can all the wall sockets are connected by
the home run.
The home, and so it turns your home into basically a LAN. Yeah. So every socket becomes a Wi-Fi enabled. Not Wi-Fi, but
comes a data drop. Like, is it you plug an Ethernet cable into it?
Like
right?
An Ethernet cable, yeah. Okay. In theory. And Mayo, I think, has been like, guys, I have a solution. He's been shouting at in hardware, like, stop complaining because I have the solution. It's beautiful. So, and then also kind of a big deal has been telling me that the mesh network is the way to go. And these are these really beautiful, like, they're like shaped like dildos. Like, you know what I'm talking about? The O?
I know all about those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Oro. Apple has one.
It's all
as
like
well.
Futuristic. Yeah, looking, and Google like has spires, one. Something
yeah,
that
they look like. They look very aesthetic. They look like a decorative piece almost. Yeah. You stick them around your house, and they just spread the Wi-Fi all over the place.
Oh. What's the third race in StarCraft?
Orbi. That's what it was.
Orbi.
Yeah, the Orbi.
That's one of them. StarCraft. You know,
Zerg.
The Protoss.
The Protoss.
Yeah, it looks like a pylon.
Everything looks like what Protoss would be building, and you put those around your house. And anyway. There's no drop rates. It's perfect Wi-Fi. But if I had my choice between like turning my house into a LAN or having a perfect mesh, I think turning my house into a LAN. And plus, nobody else in the
house.
Why
don't you
cares.
Game in the studio?
I could.
Dude, you got to go all the way downstairs.
Oh,
I want to be away from them.
I would love to be able to walk into a different room to play video games. Are you kidding me?
See, you guys got it all wrong. I have everything I need
in a different
in one room.
Oh my gosh.
So you guys are going about it all wrong. You just need to simplify. You need to have one room with all your things in it.
That's yeah, but then the bacon grease gets in my computer. What do you do?
You start drinking Soylent.
She's only second room is her bathroom.
Boom, see?
It's true. Yeah. Oh, man.
Hunt Showdown.
Yeah, how's that going, Minnie?
The servers are shit, man.
Yeah.
God, I've been tilted because... you know, got another win, and then it's like, oh, sorry, something happened to the server connection, and you win nothing.
Yeah, and I played Hunt for the first time. I actually bought the game. I enjoy it. I think it's very realistic.
The game is awesome.
The game is great, but it's extremely buggy, especially the servers. But the concept is fun. But at the price that it's at, I don't think it's worth it considering all of the defects.
Yeah, the server issues. Like, it's the game itself is totally worth it, but the servers are really killing the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot of people playing it. 8,000, today's peak. So you had this problem last week, but you're saying it's continued to happen.
Yeah, I was playing Friday night. And four of the games I played, 100% disconnections.
Wow.
Yeah. All four of them disconnected at the end.
That's
and
rough.
It doesn't even notify you anymore. It's just like something happened during your game.
Yeah.
You finished the game or you died. Either way, nothing happened to your character. No win, no loss.
You play out the game like nothing is affected the server at all. And that happened
to
me.
No idea.
Actually, I think the first... I was watching someone play this game, and then when I got behind it, I think the first game I played, I got a bounty, but it didn't count because the server crashed.
Sucks, man.
One thing I really like about this game, too, is that I think you mentioned the proximity voiceover.
Yeah.
And it's neat because the enemy can hear you, too.
Yeah.
So there are so many times where you can't really... sneak up on somebody, or you can kind of lure somebody out when you can't see them, but they could still hear you and you know they're there. So the encounters are really fun in this
game.
They
even have proximity text.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So when you think, so there's really, unless you're queuing with somebody outside of the game
and have like in Discord or something.
Yeah, there's the realism is so pristine, accurate in this game. Hmm. So, and you have to, and they recommend that you use headphones, just like in Senua, mm-hmm. because sound plays such a huge role in terms of navigating and
knowing where enemy gunfire is. Yeah.
So, a lot of fun.
Because 90% of the encounters are you hear a gunshot and then you go looking.
Mm-hmm. My first encounter I ever had with humans, non-PC gamers, was they were literally running up on us because sometimes your clues overlap and you're competing for the clue, and they were running up on us and I could hear them talking, but I thought it was my teammate.
Oh.
And I was like, "What did you say?" He's like, "I didn't say anything." And I was like, "Oh shit." So then that's how we knew that they were very, very close. I saw them running towards us, but I didn't know how close they were until I could hear them whispering to each other.
Have you played the night mission yet?
I started with the Spider Night Mission, and I played that quite a few times, and then I did the Butcher once. I played with my brother, who is apparently the most OP person that plays this game. His first character in beta went 47-4.
Nice.
KDR, and then his character right now, last time I checked up on him, is like 51-2.
Wow, yeah,
so he understands the game thoroughly and what it takes to basically survive. And there's different ways to play the game. You could either go for the bounty, or you can earn EXP and minimal cash by hunting the clues and extracting.
Yeah, this game I think looks a lot better at night.
I haven't played day, to be honest. I only played the night maps. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks a lot better at night.
Yeah, definitely. Most people do.
It increases the challenge, and I love that. It's a game where every single step counts towards something. Like, you can either expose yourself or...
expose yourself.
Yeah, expose yourself. Yeah, just open the trench coat and then expose yourself. No, what happens is you come across different areas where you can alert crows, you can alert animals, and these animals are only alerted by non-PC players. So that's how you know other people. That's how you find other people, or people find you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. or gunshots,
of course.
I only played two games, but I have to say, this place is hell. This place that they've made, this like old westy, like zombies everywhere, creepy noises everywhere. You're not safe no matter what you do. I was fucking tense as shit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But if I have any skill in games, it's because that I get immersed in games. Mini gets it out of, I don't know what it is, but it's not immersion because you don't get immersed, right?
Yeah, right.
So like, I really get into my games. And so I was like, you're, I like, don't want to be here.
Johnny Depp of gaming. You just become your role.
I become it.
Yeah.
Before becoming Hillbilly Bobby, that's what I didn't mean you, Bobby. I meant like Billy Bob the Hillbilly.
Okay.
Keep backpedaling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is he a blackface?
I role play it for two
you
weeks.
You role play blackface?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy.
What?
See,
no, you like, brought it up, Emilio.
I did, but then you took it to the next level, and then people were upset, and then
more hate mail coming.
The entire time I was in this world that they have constructed, I wanted to leave. Although I'm having a great time, This is too much. Yeah. I'm not comfortable.
A lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable in this world.
It's like, I don't. My balls shriveled up inside my body.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. Yes. Especially if you play the Butcher map, I think he's very intimidating.
I purposely
the spider's not that
selected
scary.
Selected the spider twice
because it's less
the butcher
intimidating.
Is like. What? No.
Have you seen the spider?
Like, no.
Its mouth has a human's face looking at you. When it opens its jaws.
I don't think I've ever been that close to the spider to
creepy.
Catch that. Yeah. That's cool.
It is creepy.
Does that face have a tongue?
Yes.
Because I can do work?
All right. Go at it.
Let's move on.
Yikes.
You're going to pick up some poison from that.
You've acquired STD.
Now, a game that Emilio and I played, Tower of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what'd you think about that one?
It was weird.
It was?
Because it was, no, The game wasn't weird. What was weird was like...
There's a theme here. Two tower games playing.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then Spire is also a tower. Mm-hmm. It was weird in that we've have a somewhat of a connection to the developers. Developers gave us some keys, and we started playing it. And then I'm playing it because I can't play online games.
The keys actually came from Diplomunion. Sniper,
right?
Yeah, he gave us. Yeah. So thank you to Diplomunion and Sniper. Sure.
What game does this remind me of? I played it lots
Pillars
of fun.
Pillars of Eternity, kind of?
Not Pillars of Eternity. It's the very cartoony, really fun, Diablo-esque type of game.
Oh.
Torchlight, yes. Yeah. Sorry, it looks like Torchlight.
I was thinking that when I was playing it. Mm-hmm. That's only aesthetically, though.
Okay.
Gameplay-wise, it's Pillars of Eternity or maybe Divinity or something like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm playing it, and I'm like, I really don't have anything else to play, so maybe that's why I'm so into this. So I played it for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. You could call it fun.
No, but wait. But then I talked to Minnie, and he's like, dude, I totally got sucked in for like 5 or 6 hours, yeah, too. And I was like, so glad that...
Is it single player only?
It's single player, yeah.
Something that we got for free is also good, because I told on other levels, like talking to Minnie about like being new to podcasting, you get this like, well, at least I do get this weird thing where it's like if somebody gives you something, you're like, you have to review it, you feel like you have to, but you're not going to.
Right.
And then the other thing is like if somebody gives you something and you hate it, what do?
Yeah.
So you just don't.
You just be too damn honest.
Yeah. We're always going to be honest, and that's guaranteed. But it's, we're talking about like what is a perception that the audience gets. So you guys know we will always be honest, except for if it's horrendously bad and they were super generous, we just won't bring it up at all. Like if they give us $1,000.
But remember that one. Remember the one listener that convinced us to all buy Escape from Tarkov.
This is true. But he's gone now.
Oh man!
So yeah, this game. Every fight you come into goes into its like own world, kind of like a Final Fantasy type thing, where you fight somebody and then it transitions
the
to a
battle music starts.
Yeah, a different
and
battle.
The screen
map
blurs and then you spiral into this combat. That's awesome.
Exactly. Like, something like that. Like there, you can pretty much see every fight that's going to be coming towards you, and you can avoid it if it's not in the path you have to go to. Unless,
I love really? That in RPGs.
I didn't see them. Or is it maybe after the patch that you can see where they spawn? I mean, I could tell.
There are, I mean, you see them. The only things you can't see are ambushes. Ambushes will just pop out and you've got to fight
Divinity
it.
Divinity does that too.
And this one, even if you see it, like, it's like...
Minnie, did you play Divinity?
Yeah.
He's a master.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Did you finish the second one?
Yeah. No. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't finish the second one.
We never played Divinity together. That's why I forget.
Yeah. What was I going with this? Totally threw me off here. You can choose if you want to.
Balls,
if you want to fight.
Cocks for limbs.
You can choose if you want to fight. Every battle, every encounter you come into, you say either run away or... You guys are killing me right now.
I have no idea what's going on.
You guys are totally just...
All that's going on is Chi and I have had alcohol and you guys haven't. That's the only thing, basically.
So you can choose if you want to fight every fight, unless it's a ambush. And but pretty much like most fights, you want to get in there just to get the rewards from it. The game definitely does remind me of Divinity. Like in that, like it's a spells
it's an RPG.
There we go. Take it away, Bobby.
Yeah, $17.99 is not a bad price for this game. Now it's in early access, so it could go up when it's officially released. But who knows when that will be? I don't know, man. I got a tough time with RPGs. It's a tough sale.
Yeah,
for me.
RPGs are definitely not for everybody.
And the fights are different in that they're wave survival as well. So,
well, what's the win condition?
You have to get through all the waves every time. It doesn't matter whether or not you feel you finished wave one. Wave two is coming in 30 seconds. So you have to kill wave one as soon as possible for you to capitalize or even ambush wave two. right?
Yeah.
That's what makes it. I've never played an RPG that had a wave survival mechanic. I like that in that game. I'm kind of sucked into the story a little bit. Like what I told Minnie when he was first asking me about, like, what do you think about this? I think we're both kind of probing each other. I didn't think we both wanted to admit that we like this game. We do yeah. like this game, for sure.
Yeah, I got addicted to the crafting.
And I was like, how can you get into the space when Divinity, like, how would you even attempt? But it's okay. Divinity's there.
Yeah.
We played it. It's great. We need things in this space. I enjoyed it. Like, I can enjoy this knowing that Divinity exists as well. Like, totally. 100%. And it can be commercial success. I wish them all the luck. And hopefully we're going to talk to them, right?
Yeah, the developers are really, really open and available.
That's great.
And they actually have a Discord server that they're always on. Like, somebody in the development team is always on Discord server answering questions or telling what they're working on. And they're very open about their production, which is really awesome. And I've been in contact with one of the devs, and he's totally willing to talk to us about this game when he has time.
That's fucking awesome, man.
Cool. All right. The developer is Event Horizon. I wonder if that has to do with the movie.
And I think this is the only game that they've been open about. I think maybe one other. No, I think it's the only game.
Actually, Bobby, the Event Horizon is when there's a point in a black hole which nothing can escape.
Point of no return.
Yeah, you can't get. There's a certain point where you cannot, no matter what, not even light can escape. And that's mm-hmm. called the Event Horizon. That's why that movie was named that.
Okay.
Yep. Any matter that passes the Event Horizon, this is a technical, scientific term.
Spaghettification.
Spaghettification happens. You become spaghetti.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
She's getting drunk.
I'm just watching her pour that shot. That's
well, the thing is, whatever they tried to give you, Amelia, there's something at the bottom of the glass, so I've had to like transfer.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. I'm classy enough to not drink it, but then I'm not too classy that I won't, you know, actually drink the everything around it.
Totally looks like a booger.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's going down.
Yeah.
It's all right, it's alcohol.
Some old habits never die.
We don't have too much news, but let's get through what we do have here. So Ubisoft acquires Brawlhalla dev Blue Mammoth.
Yeah. Now I found this, looking on Reddit. Somebody mentioned it and I just looked into it, but I've never played Brawlhalla, but I just don't really like Ubisoft as dev anymore. They used to be my favorite like 5 years ago, but now I don't like their game.
There's been some criticism.
Brawlhalla is a, Smash Brothers clone. For a PC.
Ah.
And when I bought the game, it was like you got 8 characters and it was just a game that it was local co-op, but now they've gone online
and it's
now
it's That's
much
cool.
more, it's free to play and it's much more like, I don't know if it's pay to win. I literally don't know anything about this game now. I've been dying to, I have it downloaded. I just haven't played it. I think it's a little more like Smite where you like can earn more guys or you could buy them. I don't even know if I got anything for being an early adopter. Hopefully I did. But I've been dying for a Smash Brothers on PC. When I first played this, I didn't think that this was it. But looking at it now, it's become leaps and bounds better than it was.
They even have a competitive scene.
They have a competitive scene.
Out of a garage, it looks like. But that's cool. Oh, no,
that's
it's
a
huge.
Big event, looks like.
Yeah,
it looks like a stadium within a con. At TwitchCon.
Is that okay. TwitchCon or at like E3 or something?
That's cool. Speaking of TwitchCon, this year, they recently announced that TwitchCon will be located in San Jose.
That's too
and
far.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't going to say anything about the segue. It was perfect.
Oh, my gosh. As Minnie takes out his notebook and starts jotting down notes. Anyways, so TwitchCon is in San Jose this year. I'm super excited, and I hope you would be too, Emilio. And if Once Upon a Chad were here, I think he would have something to say. San Jose is, you guys are from San Jose. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but like I said earlier, my family lives there. Why would I want to go there?
I'm
I have a once a year.
The complete opposite of why I'm looking forward to going up to San
hey
Jose
now.
Because my boyfriend's family is in San Jose and he's from San Jose, so I want to go to TwitchCon this year most definitely, just because it's located in San
Are
Jose.
Are they from San Jose or is it like Sunnyvale?
Born and raised.
San Jose? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. The only time I've been in San Jose, it was a terrible experience, so I don't have good memories.
Really? Yeah.
San Jose is not a good place.
And it's a rock's throw away from, I mean, like 2 hours away from Lake Tahoe, San Francisco. I love going up to NorCal. Yeah. It's a lot of fun going up there. We could take the Bun Me bus. Have I ever told you about the Bun Me bus?
Oh, my gosh.
Bun Me has like come up on our, on our Discord. Not our Discord, our podcast a couple different times now. But there is a $60 bus ticket all the way up to San Francisco, and they serve you.
Starting from where?
Every day.
Starting from where?
7 days a week, starting from Mira Mesa, San Diego.
What?
Yeah, all the way up to
San Francisco. I don't believe you. You can't get up there for $60.
$60. And it's that's one way. So round trip, it's $120. Wow. And it goes every single day at the same time.
What?
What?
Yes, and you could pay cash to go up. All you have to do is show up at the pickup point. And the crazy...
They feed you bun me?
They feed you bun me.
So what? Just like some dude in a van?
No, okay, it's a whole bunch of old Asian people in the van.
Okay.
And they pick you up. They pick you up in front of a Chinese grocery store. Actually, Vietnamese, I'm sorry, I should know this. And the fun thing about the bun me bus is that it's clean. And if you kind of, I think it leaves around 7 or 8 in the morning before 9. And so all you do is, you know, try to cut into your sleep as much the night before and just sleep the whole 8 hours up there.
That's a long ride.
They give you water and they give you bun mi.
That's awesome.
And, had you said young Asian girls, it would have changed the thing. Once you said old.
Old Asian people. Yeah. Because it stops in LA. If you go to LA, it's $20, and then it's $40 from LA to
San
Francisco. That
is crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's epic.
You know, earlier this podcast, I said I suck a dirty dick for a knife, so it's a really much of a stretch for me. I don't mind there being.
See, when you're poor, you learn about things like this. You actually find ways to, you know, like do awesome things at a very low cost.
Not much. I don't think it's ever happened where like you said something, I was like, I don't believe her, but this one. I'm having a hard time swallowing this pill.
I will take you on the bun me bus. Yeah. I mean, airlines don't even give you food anymore.
So $60 for the bun me bus. How much is a ticket to get into TwitchCon?
Probably less than that if you buy early. I think the first ticket I ever bought for TwitchCon was for $49.
I think a full weekend is like 100 something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get all 3 days.
So I only went on Saturday, so it cost me less than $50. If even less than 40. I remember not paying anything at all. The only time I went was 2 years ago when it was located here in San Diego. We talked about that on stream. Who was supposed to go with?
I don't know, but I remember you like.
He who must not be named ended up not being able to go because he lost his ticket.
That's why we don't name him. But
I remember.
Like, you were like, it was just a meet and greet, and people were just like, planning. But yet you love going.
I had a great time there.
Oh, you had a great time.
Yeah, Steve Aoki was there too. Did you go to the San Diego one?
Yeah.
Oh, was that before we knew each other?
We knew each other, but we never met. We knew each other existed.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, beyond that, no. I was a creepy guy over the internet.
I got to see Snoop Dogg and Shaq go head to head in Gang Beasts. That was fun.
I would say that Snoop would win, I think.
I think Snoop just hit in a corner.
Shaq
like a little
just seems
pussy.
So uncoordinated. He doesn't have the dexterity.
Snoop had those strats, though.
Hands.
He had those lurking strats. So he just, he sat in a corner while everybody else was killing each other. And then he came out when there was only one other person left. And he ended up killing himself. To no avail. It was pretty epic, though.
Bobby has this look on his face like, why won't these people let me go to sleep?
I'm so tired.
All right.
I feel like I'm in a dream state right now.
Anyway, Brawlhalla is good.
So we're
I don't even know if that's what we were talking about.
So we're moving on to a listener's question. And Bobby, if you notice, we do have a live one now from Twitch chat.
Is this for real? Okay. It says, love the stream, guys. Fun like always. What are your thoughts on Kojima coming out as a Holocaust denier?
That's probably a troll.
Yeah.
That's got to be a troll.
Yeah. And you fell for it, Chi.
I didn't read the question.
Yeah.
I made you do all the work.
Let's get to another question here coming from Woodsy88. This one. So last week we were talking about... someone in Twitch chat was saying, like, oh, that's what you guys look like. So I put it out there. I said, tell us what, if you're just a listener, you've never seen us before, tell us what you think we look like. And someone responded. So Woodsy88 says, I've listened to all your guys' podcasts up until a few episodes before Chad left.
Right, before I came on, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he said up in the, let me restart. I have listened to all of your guys' podcasts, period. Up until a few episodes before Chad left, I had never seen what you guys look like.
Oh, okay.
I painted a picture of what you all looked like in my head. I thought Emilio was short and covered in tattoos. Chad was a skinny nerd, and Bobby was fat.
I love that one.
Really, dude?
And I love how...
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Emilio's fat.
Blew my mind when seeing you guys. My question is Bobby actually a janitor instead of a teacher? Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. You know, what's funny is sometimes the kids mistake me for the janitor because I don't shave a lot, and I just, you know, I have a very approachable look to me. Yeah, last year I was like, I'm wearing button downs every day to work, and you know, and now I just got lazy. I'm like, fuck it.
I did have casual. I did have casual Friday. Right now. Oh no, you have
no,
a collar.
No, I got a button down. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
you have
but Bobby, I think a little bit of confusing comes from like you're kind of like a hybrid teacher, right? You have like two jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't just teach. I do other
stuff. Yeah,
do you
want to explain what the other thing is?
I just make sure all the shit works.
Bobby, by the way.
All the technical and computer. Yeah, and that's why he's so good on this podcast.
By the way, on Hulu, because they love to throw commercials at you, there's this new, I forgot his name. I just know he's Dennis from Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, AP Bio, new show he's in.
Yeah. Are you going to watch that?
I've seen the few. Yeah, it's him and Patton Oswalt. Yeah, I've watched the first couple episodes.
Oh,
my girlfriend's really into
like
it. Yeah, not as much as It's Always Sunny, but yeah, it's all right.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
It's so hard for me to watch. There was one with Danny McBride in it, too, Vice Principals, that I watched, too. It's so hard for me to watch shows about schools, because I'm just always in my head, I'm like, that would never happen. That's wrong. Yeah. Nope, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what, anybody in the medical field does not
watch
enjoy.
Grey's Anatomy or anything
exactly.
like that.
Actually,
I'm pretty sure there's some fucking in the closet or the utility room.
Yeah.
Like, indubitably.
One of my best friends, his sister is a doctor, and she said that Scrubs is the most accurate depiction of, like...
And I love Scrubs.
Yeah, that's how it is.
I don't know. That seems like the most idealized or fantasized version of working in a hospital. Like, hey, everything... Well, they did have some serious moments in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple.
I don't know.
And I know you're not new to the podcast, but something you might want to know about Bobby. Don't suggest things to him. He's not going to watch them, and then if he did, he's going to hate it.
But he already watched what I suggested.
And did he like it?
What was that? What did you suggest?
AP Bio?
AP Bio? No, I watched that before you suggested it. I was way ahead of you. It was
And?
Do you like
did
it?
Did you like it?
No, it is funny. But it's just like... I don't know.
See,
I don't know where they're going.
Okay.
He's like, I can't see what he does.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know why he thought I was fat, because I've gotten that before. Like, I've had other people tell me that, like, when they see me for the
first
time.
You don't have a fat guy voice.
I think I have, like, kind of a raspy voice or something.
Not even close.
I don't know. Does it sound like I have
jowls? You have the best voice out of all of us.
I agree completely.
Not today, though. I'm so tired. Like, I feel like I've fumbled all over this podcast today. Not our best episode, guys. Really disappointing.
I think this is one of our best.
Well, you're pretty drunk right now, too.
Yeah.
But you're happy.
Yeah. I don't know. I think our whole segment went a little long. So.
All right.
The funny thing, too, Woodsy, I'm just going to mention this. He didn't actually say anything about what he imagined me to look like. So his depiction of me must have been spot on.
Yeah, that's what
it's
we're
like,
saying.
And she was Asian.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, actually, I inserted what Epic Tripod Epic Try Hard face said. I thought she was a Cortana-esque AI construct, and you were correct, sir.
Nailed it. Okay. We got another listener question popping up in Twitch chat. Let me get to that before I forget about it. He's asking, Crimson Viper's asking what we thought about Black Panther. So did you guys even see it?
Yeah.
I wish I saw it.
What?
Okay, so only me, Chi, and I saw it. I just saw it
today, actually.
It's awesome.
And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the podcast. I'm not that into superhero movies. I'm pretty sure I have. So,
but
I don't
did
know.
You like it?
Yeah, you're not into anything. I just brought it
but
up.
But did you like it?
God. It was, I don't know. I feel like I'm just repeating myself. I'll say exactly what I said earlier. Like, there were like two superhero movies I liked. The first, Captain America, and Thor Ragnarok. All the other ones is just a bunch of people jumping around, punching each other, and shit blowing up. And
including
just,
this one?
Yeah.
No, this one was good. This one was on the lines of Thor Ragnarok. Thor was more funny, but I feel like the overall execution of story was better in Black Panther.
I mean, you really liked it too, right?
Yeah, I definitely liked it. Yeah, it was. I've been following Black Panther for a long time as a comic book reader.
Oh, see, I know nothing about Black Panther.
I have no buy-in when it comes to comic books. Like, okay. I never really.
I liked it because all the guys are really hot. Like, no lie.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew
you were the guy with the gimp eye. Man, what's his name again? He's so famous too.
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
He's hot
with the gimp eye.
Whoa.
Sorry. Like, I mean, come on. Those guys are like, whoa. And they're what is it? What are these shirts and like, skins? Whoa. They were like skins.
I'm rubbing my belly, my giant belly.
Oh my God.
We got to wrap this up or Bobby's going to kill
us. It's like half melee weapons, half like super sci-fi tech that I didn't even know existed in the Black Panther world. So I knew no background to Black Panther and I was blown away.
Good.
Even the women were freaking smoking too. Mama Black Panther.
I ain't see it.
Blonde hair.
I'm the only.
Oh, you sound like the main gorilla guy. Like, not. Yes. Keep going. Yeah, keep going.
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan was the bad guy. Chadwick Boseman, I think, was the.
Michael B. Jordan is. So I saw him on Hot Ones. That's the chicken, the really spicy chicken head wings.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, and like. He's not good looking at all, but he's like been in everything. Like they went over like what he's been in.
Yeah.
And like, it's really impressive what he's done with his career. Like, super impressive.
He played Michael Jordan in Space Jam when he was a kid, Michael Jordan.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was it? Gee, that was Michael B. Jordan. Bring that up.
Yeah.
And I thought they brought up his whole filmography, but yeah.
All right, next question coming from Sniper. Have any of you played any custom maps on Warcraft 3? Do you know where most TDs and MOBAs originated from? Asking as a historian.
What's a TD?
Tower defense.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Yeah, I didn't play a lot of custom maps on Warcraft 3. As much Warcraft 3 as I played, and a lot of that multiplayer online, usually 2v2s, I didn't do a lot of the custom maps.
Is that when they made Battle... Is that when Battle.net... Mm-hmm. was created?
Well,
was it for Warcraft 3?
Yeah, BattleNet, I think, so.
BattleNet.
Oh, might have been. I mean, for me, yeah, that was the only, the reason I came to know BattleNet, but I don't know if it existed before that for StarCraft or for any of their other games. But yeah, I didn't play a lot of the custom maps, and I know that's where Dota originated. And I remember when Dota started to become a thing, and I would see everybody playing it at the local LAN, and I was like, oh, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's a modification of Warcraft. And I'm like, eh, fuck it, I don't care. I just play 2v2s. You know, like, I had so much fun in 2v2s that I just never even bothered to play anything else.
Yeah, I think MOBAs and Tower Defenses came from Warcraft 3.
I had no idea.
Dota, for sure, 100%. Dota was the custom map.
But I had no idea that Tower Defense came
from Defense,
that.
I played that in StarCraft, but I know Warcraft came before StarCraft, but my first impression of Tower Defense was in StarCraft, the original StarCraft.
It almost seems like Blizzard should be one of the... Oh, they are one of the biggest... Okay, it all makes sense now. Yeah.
Yeah, the StarCraft Remastered game that they have on the Battle.net launcher has some great custom modes, too. I never really got into StarCraft back in the day. It wasn't until much later, until StarCraft II came out, that I actually got into that series.
You know what's funny, guys, is like when you go to BlizzCon, as we do because we're like big shits over here, and you listen to them talk, like the big names that you hear, like the Jeff guy and the other guy and the other
Jeff
guy. Like all those guys, when they're talking, it's like they 100% just sound like you. Unlike when, okay, so not like when you're hearing, I don't know, Elon Musk talk, I'm like, okay, This is a different level. But when these guys are talking, it sounds pretty like
personable.
They're talking to you on your level.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like they're not, obviously they're special, or at least they've created something special through the network that they've created. But when you're there and you're listening to it, you're like, I could totally sit at that conference table and participate. Maybe not like.
I think Jeff Kaplan would fist bump me. You're right. Yeah, I think he's like really down to earth.
Coolest guy.
Mm-hmm. So not all of them.
You're talking about the designers, developers. Are you talking about the commentators of esports, or are you talking about the developers when they do the Q&As? Okay.
Yeah, the Q&A.
I wasn't following that.
Yeah.
Okay. Seem very approachable. They seem like one of us. So, yeah, I think that's a big part of the appeal of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but unlike when you're hearing other people talk, like, I don't know, astrophysicists and stuff, and they're like having a hard time. These guys, I guess maybe because they're speaking my language in gaming, you're like, oh, I totally see exactly what, I understand every single thing this guy's saying. I don't know what differentiates them from any other developer. I think the Blizzard, it's the culture that they have there and the way that they foster, like, we're all doing this together and just throw out ideas and see what sticks. And maybe other places it's very, like, I don't know, alpha, like, don't do this, don't do that. You know, do you guys see what I'm saying?
I have no idea.
You mean like alpha Gaben? How you basically have to drop down to your knees and bow in his presence?
No, apparently there's no hierarchy at Steam.
Yeah.
Valve. Everybody has this Valve. Yeah. Everybody has the same, I don't know. I was impressed by their unimpressiveness, I guess, when I was at BlizzCon.
At their humble?
Yeah.
They're very humble.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I'm going to shut up now. Until I say titties. I'm so happy for that part.
Humble titties, guys.
All right. So let's wrap it up. Next week, what are we doing?
I'm literally playing Into the Breach as soon as you guys leave this house.
Okay.
So Into the Breach, full review coming next week from Emilio.
Play a whole 2 minutes and then have a 4-hour review.
Vermintide 2 for me, I think.
So that's going to be released on March 8th. So 2 days after this is released. So yeah, you'll have the weekend to play that game. You'll probably be streaming it, right?
I will be.
On Fridays?
If I can
get
it working again. Yeah, Friday nights. Yeah.
You want Bobby as your tank. He's an amazing tank in that game.
Yeah, I only play Dwarf.
Okay. I've noticed that.
The one thing I've always liked about the Dwarf in that game is that your eye level is like right down there. You're staring your eye level with everybody's crotch in that game.
I was in a pickup game today, and there was a wheat field we're running through, and the Dwarf was like jumping up, and I hear him over comms. I can't see shit.
Yeah,
like, that's just jumping
in the wheat fields. It's hilarious.
I would never play a Dwarf class. I'm sorry.
I always play Dwarf.
I'm a dwarfist.
Jumping through fields. This is exactly the Dwarf, just trying to get eyes.
Gnomes and dwarves. I've never ever had a character. Like, of all the games that I've had.
Gnomish fucking
Here we go.
I was born short. I don't need to be short in a video game.
Where their tiny emails come in.
The tiny keyboard, the tiny mouse.
Wow. This week, I really want to play The Long Dark. I was supposed to play it last week and didn't get around to it because the season is ending in Heroes of the Storm, and I've got to get all my placement games in because I haven't done any of them. So I've been trying to get that out of the way, but this week definitely going to sit down and play more of The Long Dark and give more of a full review on that.
And then live from Twitch chat, Crimson Viper asked if I'm going home to stream or nah. The question is nah. And the answer is nah. Actually, I don't know. We'll see. Most likely nah, Crimson. I've been super into Counter-Strike Go. I've been having a lot of fun with it, and I like that full immersion, try hard right now with the game. And
Chi, how about turn on display?
No.
I know I brought it up earlier.
I know.
Don't acknowledge this is what's going
on. Just turn it on and play.
Maybe.
Nah. Because they could stream snipe me too. If they go in my community page and then see that I'm a streamer, and I could do different things and kind of go around that. I actually do that. If I'm streaming and playing CS, I delete anything related to my Twitch profile because I don't like getting stream sniped at all. But I do have a couple new games that I need to try. SOS, I paid full price for that. I had My Time in Portia purchased for me. Crimson, I will try to turn on my camera just specifically for you. We'll see when I get home, my mood. But right now, I'm just like full immersion CSGO, so most likely not.
Man.
Vermintide 2.
Yeah, Vermintide 2.
Mm-hmm. Is that just it, Vermintide 2? Like, that's the
name
of it?
There is no, other
name.
Because
the other one was, like, Warhammer, Vermintide, End of something. Like, there was, like, three titles.
Yeah, I think it's just Warhammer, Vermintide 2. I think I'm pretty sure that's it. There is no...
I'll give you one. Vermintide 2, The Money Grab.
You know, my favorite Warhammer game was... The MMO. I really enjoyed the MMO for
a
little
bit.
I
like that too. Man, Chad really.
Really?
No, so totally into it.
Yeah.
He's still here.
Oh.
Shut up, new Chad.
Was he a dwarf?
I don't remember. Speak for Chad, Chi, new Chad, and myself. I don't know. Brawlhalla
Akbar.
Yeah, there we go. Brawlhalla Akbar T. Bye, baby. Babies. The people. I'm so drunk. Bye.
Might be our worst episode ever.
I thought it was so good. I had a great time.